Hello and welcome back to the My First Marathon podcast, where usually we're interviewing runners in all stages of their running careers about their first marathon experiences, but today we're back with another Wednesday mini episode. All right, so I made a post recently sharing some photos from all four of my finish lines, and in the caption I talked about or said something like, progress isn't always measured by a time goal. And I received a message from somebody who was clearly trying to just instigate some things or instigate a reaction from me, but I want to take his question seriously today. He asked me, what's the point of running a race if you're not measuring your progress by your time? We're going to break down the point of having non-specific time goals to measure your progress, so let's jump right in. All right, let's talk about it. So for your first marathon, anybody that asks me about goals going into a first marathon, you're going to get a really simple answer from me. Your first marathon's your PR no matter what, so you might as well enjoy the experience. And I think further than that, there are more important goals to focus on for your first marathon that can help your overall marathon experience. Remember, you're so naive to the sport and you're just starting out in your journey when you're running your first marathon, so you have so much time to focus on a time goal. And some of these other things are good foundation builders for future marathons to be able to hit, like I said, more aggressive time goals. So some things that I think can help your overall experience. One of my favorites is having a fueling goal. That one's always my go-to, but you can also give yourself goals around like your attitude and approach to the race. You could say something like, I'm going to make sure I smile when I see my family at mile 20. So it gives you something to look forward to, but it also is something that is impacting like your overall race experience or your mood or attitude going into the race and in the tougher miles. Fueling goals, I've talked about a little bit on here, but just to kind of reiterate a few things, the fueling goals, you usually are going to go in with some sort of fueling strategy about like, I'm going to take fuel every 3 miles or every 30 minutes or every 45 minutes or whatever works best for you through training. And so you can have goals about how often you're able to hit that goal. I know for my first marathon, I believe my fueling goal was to fuel every 30 minutes. And I had a goal of making sure that out of all of the stops that I got 90% of those fueling breaks in. I didn't get 100% of my fuel in that race because I had some stomach issues, but I did hit that goal of taking in 90% of my fuel. And I had that in the back of my head the whole race. So that was something that impacted my overall experience to fueling well. For races beyond your first marathon, of course, you're naturally going to want to set a time goal for yourself. And I absolutely support having big goals. So that's something that I don't want to get twisted on this episode. You should have big goals. You should have time goals, right? You don't have to have them, but it's good to have big goals. I myself have a pretty aggressive time goal that I'd love to hit someday. But my question to you would be, should that be the only way to measure your progress as a runner? I think not. I think absolutely not. A few questions that I ask myself to determine how I've been able to measure progress from race to race are, was I able to get in all my fuel during race, like we talked about, right? Like, how did my stomach feel by the end? Did I do a good enough job training my stomach on the fuel that I took during the race to feel solid by the end? I'll ask myself, how did my body feel crossing the finish line? Did I still feel like I had something to give? Or if I was going for a time goal and gave everything, how quickly was I able to recover from that race? Did I run smart? Meaning, was I able to listen to my body and make any adjustments during the race? My episode for my fourth marathon is going to come out soon, so I do talk about like some adjustments that I made during Chicago, but was I able to pick up on little body indicators like my legs feeling a little bit tight or my sweat feeling a little bit salty or not sweating at all to make adjustments to fuel during the race? Because that to me is a sign of progress and becoming a smarter runner. I ask myself, how was my mental state by the end, right? Like, did I cross the finish line feeling disappointed in myself? Did I cross the finish line feeling proud of myself? Was I able to keep my brain in check throughout the race and finish in a good spot? Those are a few of the questions that I ask myself that are not time specific that help me measure if I'm making progress from race to race. And again, these are things that make me feel like a stronger runner. My times don't always reflect that. In fact, my PR is still my second marathon. In fact, if I were to rank my four marathons, my second marathon was my fastest marathon. My first marathon was second fastest. Fourth marathon was third fastest. And third marathon was fourth fastest, right? So if I would have measured progress over those marathons by time, I would have not on paper made any progress, right? Because I haven't gotten any faster since my second marathon. But what I have been able to do over four marathons is answer these questions. I'm a very confident fueler now. I know exactly what does well for my stomach, and I know exactly when to take it and when to adjust during a race. I know when my body feels like it's done, right? Like, I know in a race, if I had a feeling like I had in training where I had an injury coming on or I felt something serious coming on, I know when to stop. I know where my abilities end. I know what it feels like to finish a race and be in a bad mental state, right? So I know what it feels like on the other side to finish a race, even if it didn't go the way that I wanted to, and feel like I got something from the experience. So there's areas that have been able to make me feel like a stronger runner and a more mature runner, even if my times don't always reflect that. So this is a really short one this week, but I felt like it was an important one. And the moral of the story that I want to get across is I'm never not suggesting to shoot for big goals. We love big goals, and you should absolutely have something that you're working towards. But what I'll never be a proponent of is only working towards those goals at the expense of everything else. I've said a million times, running is a long-term relationship, and you should never lose that along the journey of hitting a time goal. So it's okay to measure your progress by time, but to answer this question asker's question, it is also important and okay to measure progress in other ways as well. Super short one, but this was on my mind, and I think that this is such an important one. So I hope you got something out of this week. My fourth marathon episode is coming out next week on Monday. I cannot wait to break down the experience with you all. So thank you so much for tuning into another episode, and we'll see you on the next one.